Wi-Fi Direct, a new technology to get our devices talking to one another. This is Future Tense. From American Public Media, I'm John Gordon. Last week, there was an announcement about a new technology that's supposed to be coming out in devices about the middle of next year. It's called Wi-Fi Direct. Glenn Fleischman is a freelance technology reporter who's an expert in all things Wi-Fi. So I called him on the phone and asked him about Wi-Fi Direct. What is it exactly?
It's going to be a way that you can take any two technology devices with Wi-Fi built in and communicate between them. And the most obvious example is I've got a phone, I have a document on my phone. A lot of phones now can display PDF documents or Word documents or email attachments. And I'm standing somewhere and I don't have a Wi-Fi network nearby, but there's a printer in a friend's house, in an office, maybe at a Kinko's or a place like that, and I'd like to print the document. And right now, you would have to go through a lot of machinations to make that happen. And, just one example is in the future, you would hit a button on the printer, or your friend would give you a tiny code, let's say. On your phone, you might punch in four digits or just say, yes, join the printer network. And then you'd print the document to the printer, and it would just work. And that is the vision that is being portrayed, is something that's that simple and that just works like that.
This doesn't sound like a technology that consumers really have to prepare for or think a lot about. It's just going to start showing up in devices, and then they can use them. We don't have to buy any new equipment or make any other kind of preparations, right?
Yeah, exactly. There's some talk about how some existing equipment, especially later generation, Wi-Fi hardware will just be upgradable to support Wi-Fi Direct. It's mostly about technology. It's the underlying little bits and pieces, not hardware. It's the firmware in the device, let's say, and the new equipment will be shipped. I think what's more interesting is what new purposes to which this will be pushed. I mean, I have in my mind the idea for a long time that there will be media servers in places like Starbucks or on airplanes that have in-flight Wi-Fi or on trains. There's a motion to put a lot of efforts going in. There are many, many commuter trains around the world now that have internet access on them. And the idea of that you're there and you've got your phone, and instead of having to join a network or do anything complicated, I'm standing near a point I could buy a movie, have it transferred to my phone or my laptop at very, very high speeds using the standard, and then sit down and watch the movie. This becomes a way to network wherever you want to without a lot of fuss, and that can often include the media purchasing. Music and video is a huge part of the industry is trying to do, is make these devices play media, play it well, and let you buy it easily.
The basic idea here is to take sort of disparate devices and get them to talk with each other in a much easier fashion. And once you do that, you unlock all sorts of utility.
Yeah, that's the idea, is that it's this notion of ad hoc communication where you don't have to make a plan. You don't have to know a network password. There's a trend right now for home Wi-Fi access points, and there's been a trend for a while in the business side to offer guest network access, where there's a separate Wi-Fi network that's built in, overlaid on the Wi-Fi network you use in your home or business that's protected. It protects all the data from your own network and lets guests use it. But that still adds hassle. And do you password protect it? And does the guest know? And how many people do you want to connect? So there's the idea of this simplicity that we're carrying many, many devices. And instead of having to use a network hub, a centralized communication point that's also throttles our ability to do stuff because we have to go through that hub, we have all these devices that are extremely powerful themselves. Why not let them connect up in a simpler fashion to do more powerful activities?
Glenn Fleischman is a freelance technology reporter. To learn more about Wi-Fi Direct, visit futuretense.publicradio.org. I'm John Gordon.